it's been a great year in every way, you know, settling into America and, you know, getting used to the place and everything like that. It takes a bit of time. Life has been treating me great out there. You know, everything's been going well. You know, meeting great people, I have a great team around me. You know, I have Golden Boy Promotions, I have Shear Sports as my management team. You know, everything's been going great out there, and I have a great wee family built out there now, and, you know, it's nice, and it's something I'm looking forward to now as well, going back and seeing everybody again, and obviously getting back to the nice weather and everything like that.
You've picked up this nickname when you're out there, El Animal, is that it? Tell me how that came about.
They just started calling me it in the gym one time, and to be honest, it obviously came, El Animal is the Mexican Spanish term of it, and it's because of such a great fan base for Mexicans out there and everything like that. You know, they love the Irish love them, and, you know, we have a lot of things and a lot of stuff similar with each other.
You're home now anyway for Christmas for a few weeks. I'm sure it must be great being home. Do you miss it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, simple things, you just go and see in the family, whatever time of day you want. You know, my whole family lives all around me in Balba Fae, like, you know, and, you know, I can go to different ones every time of the day and, you know, just call in for a drop of tea and stuff like that. And then, you know, obviously going out to the lads, having a good hour, a few nights out to them when I'm back, and spending time in with mum and the two girls and everything like that. You know, it's nice, and you know, but it's something you do, you have to do when you come back, but then it's time to get out of there again and get back to work.
You've been out and about, right? But I've noticed since you've been coming home, you know, different boxing clubs, you had a civic reception in Lifford, which must have been great. It's always important for you to maintain a kind of connection with your community here, even though you are away, is that right?
Of course, like, my community has, geez, you know, what they have done to support me and to back me through amateur, not alone professional, has been unbelievable, and I'll never ever forget where I came from, you know, my community and what they've did for me from early on until right up until now, and I know it's going to be on into the future as well. It's been absolutely unbelievable, and I'm so grateful for the support that I have.
You're still only, you know, you're a very young man. Are you comfortable being a person that, you know, kids look up to and being an ambassador for where you're from? Does that sit easy with you?
To be honest, you know, it was hard for me to think like that, you know, because I felt as if I was being cocky. I think I felt as if I was being big-headed, thinking that, you know, kids are looking up to me, there's adults looking up to me and asking for advice as well and everything, you know, which is hard for a 24-year-old to turn around and think, Jesus, adult wants a bit of advice or something, you know. But then it hit me, you know, that I've been on a journey. I've went through stuff that most adults might have went through, and, you know, they sometimes look at me for a bit of advice and, you know, for a bit of guidance, and, you know, it just took a bit of time for me to realise that I can help people and I can give people advice to help them on their journey, and, you know, maybe to give them that wee 1% that will make them succeed, because that's all it is. It's all about the tiny percentages. But to be honest, you know, it's been great, and, you know, I feel honoured and I feel very proud that people do come and ask for advice sometimes.
If we look at somebody like Conor McGregor, the way he's exploded this year, he's got all the money, the fleet of cars, the big mansion and all. Is that a measure of success and a lifestyle that you aspire to? Is that what drives you, or is it more about getting the titles and the glory?
Of course, like, you know, if you turn around and says to any man, you can have a mansion in Vegas, you can drive a Lamborghini, maybe have two or three of them, are you going to say, geez, of course I want it? And it's a possibility for me, so of course that's what I want. You know, I want the big house, I want the flash cars, I want everything to get, you know, and I want to make as much money as I possibly can. But at the end of the day, I want to be world champion, and being world champion, all that comes along with it. So the number one key is to become the best I possibly can, to go out there and be what I set out to be since a kid. When I was a kid, I wasn't dreaming of flash houses or Lamborghinis. I was dreaming of winning the world title. And as it all comes together now, it all comes as a package, really. And to be honest, if I have that belt sitting in the passenger side of my Lamborghini, I'll be a happy man.